You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
I
trust for the majority of Christians, probably over 99% of them.
虽然我希望是百分之百的基督徒。
And how I pray that it is 100%.
都会承认在我们整个一生的历史中，对我们最重要的一天，最重要的一个经历，就是当我们接受了这位为我们死、为我们复活的耶稣。
I trust that we can all testify that the most significant day in my life, in our life,It's the day that I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
就像刚刚那个短短的影片说，当你接受他的时候，啊，他一定给我们整个人生带来最大的改变。
Just at the very beginning, you saw a very short display that when we receive Jesus, that our life is forever changed.
其实我们不光觉得在我们个人的人生中，他对我们是改变最大、影响最大的一天。
Not only do we testify that He is the one that has influenced, that has changed us the most.
其实耶稣基督从死里复活，也是在人类历史上带来最大影响的一天。
And Jesus' resurrection from the dead is also the one day that had influenced mankind.
不仅仅他从死里面复活本身是一个最大的神迹。
And not only is his resurrection a great miracle in itself,
我知道很多人还没有信耶稣，不相信有神，所以会觉得没有神迹。
I know there are some that felt that I don't believe in Jesus, so there is no.There's no chance of miracles.
我先要讲好，神迹本身不是重点。
And I want to say and I want to emphasize that the miracles in themselves are not the emphasis.
人做的事情叫事迹，神做的事情叫神迹。
The things that men do are ordinary. The things that God is doing are extraordinary, are miracles.
如果他是一个神却不能行神迹，这哪里叫神？
If he is truly God and he cannot perform miracles, then how can he be God?
所以先不要被我们有限的科学和理性限制住神迹的存在。
Do not allow our technical advances and our limitation of our mind to limit our understanding of the existence of miracles.
那个关键是在于到底有没有这么一位神。
The criticality has to do with everything whether there is a God.
好，那么我们今天就要来看这位伟大的神曾经为我们来到地上。
And then we want to see that this God once came into this world for us.
他为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
And for the sake of our sin, the sin of the world, he died on the cross.
然后他也为了拯救那些堕落的人，他为我们从死里复活了。
And to save this fallen race, he rose from the dead.
所以耶稣基督从死里复活不仅是人类最大的神迹，而且是最伟大的神迹。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ not only is the greatest miracle, but is the most significant miracle.
我以为中英文都叫 greatest 那弟兄姊妹，这个从死里复活这个神迹是没有一个人可以做得到的。
And rising from the dead is something that no one can accomplish.
等一下我们要回头来看这件事。
And we'll come back and look at this.
但是我为什么说它是最伟大的神迹呢？
And why do I say that it is the greatest miracle?
你想想看，怎么可能宇宙的主宰，万有的主宰，居然会为着我们这么渺小的人死在十字架上。
How is it possible that the author, the great and awesome, the infinite God would come and die and hang on a cross for us?
怎么可能全然圣洁公义的神居然会像我们这样子败坏里面充满了罪性的人而死在十字架上？
This holy and this righteous God, that he would come and die on the cross,For sinners such as you and I,
怎么可能这位全能在他无所不能的神，居然会为我这么软弱无能的人死在十字架上
？And how is it possible that this Almighty God would die on the cross for feeble men such as we？
所以不光他从死里复活是一个大的神迹，他肯为我死，因着爱的缘故，肯为我们这样子的人死，这是更伟大的神迹。
Yes, resurrection itself is a miracle.But the fact that God would die for us, That is even a more significant, a greater miracle.
所以我们今天就要来看看这位为我们死、为我们复活的耶稣啊。
So today we want to come and look at this Jesus Christ who died and rose for us.
不要以为我今天的信息只是对着还没有信耶稣的人。
And everyone in the room, please do not think that this message is only for those who have not yet come to faith in Christ.
我今天讲的信息对我们每一个基督徒都是挑战。
This message today is a challenge for every single believer.
对我自己也是一个挑战。
It is a challenge for myself.
到底我对这位复活的耶稣，我认识有多少？我经历有多少？
How much do I know this risen Christ? How much have I experienced him?
到底他在我的生命，在我的生活中带来的什么改变？
In my life, what change did he bring about?
他不是只有在教会里面才存在的耶稣。
He is not a person that simply exists in the confines of a church.
He is everywhere.
He is everywhere.
他是宇宙的主宰，他是神，他充满万有。
He is the author of the universe. He fills all and he's in all.
他也充满在你我的生活中。
And he also fills himself inside our lives.
他今天也住在所有已经接受他的人的心中，成为我们的生命。
And he dwells in the hearts of all those who believe in him, and he has become our life.
所以我们今天来看复活的耶稣，死亡的征服者。
And today we want to come and look at the risen Christ, the risen Jesus, the conqueror of death.
我本来用 the terminator of death.
I was going to use the terminator of death.
后来有人告诉我说那是电影。
And someone told me that that phrase is too close to a movie.
人一讲到 terminator 就想到施瓦辛格的大肌肉。
And everybody who thinks about the word terminator thinks about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
所以他没有资格跟我们的主比了，所以我用 conqueror 圣经的话。
And I don't want that image to be in your head, so I want to use the word conqueror.
就是只有他能胜过死亡。
Because he alone can conquer death.
他也把这个胜过死亡的权柄也赐给我们。
And he also gave us the power and the right to overcome death.
所以我们今天都要来看复活的耶稣，这个死亡的征服者。
Just today we want to come and look at our risen Jesus. He indeed is the conqueror of death.
首先我们必须要来看看耶稣为什么需要死。
And we want to come and take a look at why does Jesus need to die.
在回答这个问题之前
before I answer this question,
我们必须先来面对一件很无奈也很残酷的事实。
We want to come and look at a reality that we are helpless as we're facing it.
就是圣经上告诉我们，我们每一个人共有的结局就是都得面对死亡。
And that the scripture tells us that the end that all will face is death.
我们先读这两节的圣经。
Let's come and read this for these couple of scriptures together.
一个是诗篇九十篇，这是摩西在历史上有名的一位人物的以色列百姓把他当民族英雄。
This first verse came out of the book of Psalms. It's written by Moses. He's one that's esteemed as a hero in the nation of Israel.
这是他对整个人生的体验。
And this is his personal experience concerning life.
他说我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮可到八十岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
He says, we finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reasons of strength, they are 80 years. Yet their boast is only labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
我觉得年轻人有一个危机，这也是我从前曾经有的危机。
And I think the crisis for young people is also the crisis that I had when I was younger.
就是我们从来没有想过有一天人生要结束，虽然道理上知道。
And we never think about the notion that one day my life is going to come to an end. Though I understand, I comprehend the notion of it.
我们好像觉得日子用不完。
And we are experiencing that my days are inexhaustible.
因为 even 今天在 Silicon Valley, 大家这么忙到最后我们几乎盲目了。
Even today, here in the Silicon Valley, everybody is so busy. We're so occupied to the extent that we are numb, we're blind.
我们一天又一天的这样子忙，没有去想到未来的事情。
We are busy day after day after day. We don't really think about our future.
我们好像觉得日子用不完。
We think that our days cannot be consumed.
我从小十一岁进出医院，起码动大手术八次了。
Since the age of 11, I've entered into the operation room at least eight times in my life.
在我旁边不知道有多少人死掉了。
I've seen many people who are in the beds next to me that have passed away.
有时候早上他还把他的鸡跟我分享，晚上被人家一照就推出去了。
In the morning, he was sharing his chicken soup.
鸡肉。
His food with me, and then in the evening, he was pushed out with a sheet over his head.
每天早上医生查房完了以后，有很多五六岁、六七岁。 八九岁的孩子跳到我的床上、啊、跟我聊天，不是骨癌、血癌，就是各种的问题。
And every single morning, as the doctor does his rounds,、all these young kids, 5, 6 years old, they would jump onto my bed and they would talk to me. They have leukemia, they all sorts of different cancers.
摩西的这一生算非常精彩的。
Moses.He lived a very extraordinary life.
他前四十年在埃及的王宫当王子。
The very first 40 years of his life, he lived in Egypt. He lived like a prince.
他学会埃及一切的学问。
The scripture tells us he's learned all the wisdom.
圣经上说到他高大俊美，说话行事都有能力。
All the wisdom of Egypt, and he was handsome, he was tall, and he did everything with might.
我不晓得我们中间有没有人自己觉得一点不输摩西的。
Is there anyone here in our midst that says I don't fall short from Moses?
至少高大俊美我就没办法、
maybe I'm not tall and handsome.
但是弟兄姊妹，人生有一个无奈的结局，就是人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
But there's a helpless tragedy that every man comes to their end and they all must die. And at the end of death, there is judgment.
有人把人生比喻作 在堆沙丘、sand castle. 你看这个。
And some people would.Illustrate our life as a sandcastle.
好，这是我二哥来的时候用的 slides. 你看那个 sandcastle 盖得多漂亮。
My brother, when he was here sharing, he used the same slide. Look how wonderful, how beautiful that sandcastle.
今天我们很多人也都在 build 自己的 castle.
And today, every single one of us, we're building our own castles.
但我们还不见得真的 build 起来一个 castle.
And perhaps we don't have the skill set to erect something like this.
对不对？我们觉得在 Silicon Valley 能够有个小房子、小窝，我就心满意足了。
And if we have a small house here in the Silicon Valley, I would be satisfied.
不要说像城堡一样。
I forget about a castle.
好，那就算你 build 起来了。
And even if you're able to build a castle,
我们退一步来讲。
Let's take a step back and let's think about it some more.
什么叫做 sand castle? 叫做沙堡。
Why is it called a sand castle?
它再漂亮，它是暂时的。
No matter how beautiful it looks, it is temporary.
它再漂亮，它经不起考验。
No matter how beautiful, it cannot be tested.
当海浪来的时候
，When the wave comes,
它很多的地方就要被摧毁。
And everything will be destroyed.
当狂风来的时候
，When the wind blows,
很多的沙就被吹。
The sand will disperse.
再怎么样，它是有限的。
No matter what, you know it's limited.
你觉得像不像我们的一生
？What do you think? Does it describe our lives?
我今天早上在厕所碰到我大学高中同班同学，我高兴得不得了。
This morning, as I was going to the restroom, I came to meet my high school buddy. I was so excited to see him.
人生何处不相逢？
We could meet anywhere in this world.
他跟我说有三个我高中的同学来，我高兴死了。
The three of my high school friends are here today. I am so excited.
那是四十五年前的事情了。
45 years ago, we were friends.
转眼之间过去了。
In the blinking of an eye, 45 years has passed.
我们都是六十多岁的，你们应该也是嘛，哈。
I'm in my 60s, so I think they're in their 60s too.
照摩西的讲法，只剩下几年了。
According to Moses' numbers, we only have a few years left.
如果神怜悯多活一点
，And maybe of His mercy and grace, we live a little longer.
但是如果多活一点，没有价值，活着干嘛
？But if we live a little longer without value and worth, what's the purpose?
要活得有意义、有价值。
To live a life of purpose and value.
所以人生不像。不仅像剑沙丘
，So we say life really is like a sandcastle.
另外一个图是我们好像冰雕啊，你看这是中国东北的冰雕。
And another picture, this is an ice sculpture. These are displayed in China.
我九六年第一次去中国，第一站就是哈尔滨，居然没有时间去看冰雕。
And in 1996, I had a chance to visit that particular locale.I actually didn't have time to go see it.
冷到零下摄氏二十八度，我们台湾来的这边受不了。
And we were it was cold to the extent was minus 28 degrees Celsius.
Yeah,
26
below zero.
Yeah, below zero.
我们这种 MIT 的 made in Taiwan 的受不了。
Those of us who are MIT made in Taiwan.We can endure such a cold.
他们告诉我有冰雕，但是我没有时间去看。
And they said there are ice sculptures. You need to go see it. I didn't have time to go.
你看多漂亮
！Look how beautiful it is.
但是我决定相信。现在这个图片上的这几个冰雕绝对不存在了。
And I trust that everything that you're seeing in these pictures, they don't exist anymore.
亲爱的朋友，这是我们人生必须面对的一个结局。
Dear friends, this is an end that we all need to face.
不要以为基督徒煞风景，老是谈到死亡，谈到罪。
Not to say that we're just a killjoy, and we're always talking about sin and we're talking about death.
罪没有解决。
If sin is not taken care of.
人跟神的关系没有解决的话，
the relationship between man and God cannot be resolved.
人是不可能有真正的平安和喜乐的。
There's no way for us to enter into true joy, true satisfaction.
更不要说罪恶给我们周围的人，给我们自己都带来无以言喻的伤害。
And not to say sin would bring about harm and hurt.To us and the people around us.
同样的，死亡的问题如果没有解决，
At the same time, if the issue of death is not resolved,
早晚有一天会被死亡的恐惧和忧虑 anxiety 来抓住我这个人的。
Sooner or later, the fear and the anxiety of death will lay hold of you.
圣经上说，人人都有一死。
The scripture says that all man will come to death.
那你说这个
we'll die.
这个没办法的。
Now you say, well, I can't do anything about that.
但是也不要忘记了，圣经这么说。底下接着说，死后且有审判。
But the Bible continues and said that after death, that everyone will have judgment to face.
我们一点不像丘吉尔那么潇洒，说电打烊了，拍拍屁股走了就是了。
We're not like Churchill that the store is closed. We just close up and we move on.
他比我含蓄多了，翻不出来。
It's hard to translate what Pastor saying.
拍拍屁股就走了。
We dust ourselves off. I'm going on. I'm moving on.
人生没有这么潇洒的。
A life does not end in such a way.
死亡不是这么潇洒的。
Death is not that easy.
好几年前我跟于师母到德国马丁路德 的这个最重要的叫做 Wittenberg.
We went to Wittenberg, Germany, a few years back with Pastor Nancy and myself.
这是 Wittenberg 的University 的一个 side gate, 一个侧门。
This is a side gate of the university.
我去年放给你们看过那个黑黑的一个雕像。
There's a carving that is almost blackened.
那是一个小孩小婴孩抱着一个死人骨头。
There's a little child embracing a skull.
带我们去参观的是一个德国人，但是他是汉学博士。中文博士。
The gentleman who took us on the tour, he's actually a professor in teaching Chinese.
他说的一口标准的国语。
He's German, but he spoke perfect Chinese.
他说这个就是要提醒他们。
And this, he said that this particular carving is to remind everyone who sees it.
其实人从出生就拥抱的死亡，就迈向的死亡。
That from the moment that a person is born, he is embracing death and he's walking and marching towards death.
我们的生跟我们的死是紧紧相连，是分不开来的。
Our birth and our death, they are knit together. You cannot separate them.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，人不是一死百了。
Brothers and sisters, dear friends, we do not come to an end when we die.
我们基督徒相信耶稣，我们也相信他所告诉我们的每一句话。
We believe in Jesus and we believe every word that he says.
他不仅仅告诉我们人人都有一死，事实上也证明人人都有一死，对不对？
Not only did he say that every man will come to die, and it is true, we see that.
你没有办法去否认死亡的存在。
And you cannot deny the notion of death.
就好像我们没有办法否认地心引力的存在一样。
Just like we cannot ignore or deny the fact that there's gravity.
你在旧金山从高楼走出去，跟纽约走出去一样，会掉在地上死掉的。
Whether you walk out of a high rise, jump off of a high rise in San Francisco, or you do it in New York, you will come to the same end. You will die.
男人走出去会掉，女人走出去也会掉。
Whether you're a man, whether you're a woman, you jump off of a building, you will die.
白天走，晚上走都会掉。
You do it in the morning, you do it at night, you will die.
像我这么胖的，跟小 baby 走出去都会掉。
Someone who's as chubby as me, someone as a little baby, they will both die.Me.
因为那个地心吸力就是存在。
Because the force of gravity exists.
所以你再不喜欢死亡，你再否认死亡，我们都得去面对死亡。
No matter how much you dislike the notion of death and you want to just ignore it, you have to face it someday.
但是圣经告诉我们，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Yet the scripture tells us that every man will come to die, and after death.There is judgment to come.
但是在基督里，耶稣说：“我就是生命，我就是复活。”
But in Christ, Jesus says, "I am resurrection, I am life."
就算死了，也必复活。
He says, "If you die, you will live."
因为他把一个全新的生命，一个永恒的生命赐给我们。
Because he's given us a brand new life and an eternal life.
这个死亡，这个生命是死亡在他身上毫无权势的。
This life, death has no power over.
所以当耶稣完成了救赎以后
，So when Jesus accomplished salvation.
你发现圣经上很奇妙地告诉我们，基督徒死不再叫死，叫做睡了。
The Bible all of a sudden do not use the word death. Every time it talks about a believer that has died, it says that he is asleep.
因为那个死亡那个威胁 那个瑕疵的能力，可怕的结局已经被基督耶稣废掉了。
Because the dread and the power of death has been abolished by Jesus Christ.
所以圣经上告诉我们，人不仅仅有第一次的死，就是我们肉身的死，断气的死。
The scripture tells us that every man will have that first death.Which is the death of the physical body that will yield our breath.
圣经上也告诉我们，所有没有趁着活着的时候接受永远生命的人。
And the scripture also says that all those while they are still living have not yet received this eternal life.
一定要面对第二次的死。
And they will face the second death.
那什么叫做第二次的死？
What is the second death?
第二次的死就是永远死不了的死。
And the second death is a death that will endure and last forever.
就是圣经上所说的将来永世那个硫磺火湖的结局。
The Bible speaks of a lake of fire.
这是我们为什么基督徒这么迫切地想要跟家人跟朋友传福音啊。
This is the reason why we as Christians, we are eager to share this good news to our family members, to our dear friends.
我们不是叫你去接受一个宗教的信仰，人生的哲学。
We are not here to tell you to come and receive a religion, a philosophy, a way of living.
我们是要把这位永生神介绍给你，也让你在他里面得到永远的生命。
But we want to introduce to you this everlasting God.That you will receive eternal life.
这个生命不仅仅解决了我们永世的结局，也改变了我们今天生命的品质。
That this eternal life not only resolves the issue of that judgment, that eternal condemnation to come, but it changes the quality of our lives today.
因为这个生命就是神自己的生命。
Because this life that He gives us is His own life.
所以我们中国人因为佛家的观念，讲到永生就想到西天啊。
Because for us who are from the Eastern culture.When we think about eternity, we think about, Nirvana, West Heaven.
Okay, 谢谢
Thank you.
但是圣经上讲的永生叫做 everlasting life, eternal life.
But the scripture calls eternal life, everlasting life.
就是永远不死的生命。
It is a life that will never ever perish, never die.
这个生命就是耶稣基督的生命。
And this life is the life of Jesus Christ.
永生有一个名字叫耶稣。
And eternal life has a name, and it's Jesus.
今天我们唱诗唱了好几个。
And we sung a song today.Many terms.
得胜有一个名字叫耶稣。
Victory has a name. It's Jesus.
喜乐有一个名字叫耶稣。
Yes, joy has a name. It's Jesus.
得胜我们可以讲很多的。
There are a lot of terms that we can use.
弟兄姊妹，神就是把这个生命赐给我们。
As brother and sister, God has given us this life.
所以我们看见人类一个无奈的结局。
And so we see that we are helpless to this end.
但是我们看见耶稣为我们战胜的死亡。
But we see that Jesus has conquered death for us.
那你问我说，他到底怎么战胜死亡？
And you say, how did he conquer and overcome death?
我们一起来读我们今天的背诵经文。
Oh, let's read our memorization verse together.
哥林多前书十五章五十五节到五十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55 through 57.
他说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。我们英文读一遍，好吧
？Oh death, where is your sting? Oh Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin.But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后我们也读启示录第一章十七节的后半到十八节。
We'll come and read Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 through 18.
不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Jesus says, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last.I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death.
好，在这里特别讲到死亡，它有一个权势。
And here it talks about death, that it has a power.
讲到死亡，它有一个毒钩。
It has a sting.
凡在他这个权势被他勾住的人。
Everyone under his dominion, everyone under his sting, the power of his sting.
都有一死。
And will come to die.
那他告诉我们说，那到底这个毒钩是什么？
He said, "What exactly is this sting?"
到底这个权势怎么会临到人？
How did this power, the power of death, come to mankind?
因为他说，死的毒钩就是罪。
It says that the sting of death is sin.
所以凡是犯过罪的，就脱离不了死亡。
So anyone who is sin, you cannot flee from death.
所以我们刚才把 读过的圣经这两个摆在一起。
And we put these two verses side by side before you.
一方面讲到死的权势就是罪。
On the one hand, it talks about the power of sin is death.
另外一方面讲到人人都有一死。
And then it says that every man will come to die.
所以我们为什么会死？
And why is it that we must die?
因为我们都犯了罪。
Because we have all sinned.
不管你我承不承认，我们都在神的眼中是个罪人。
Whether you acknowledge it or not, before a holy God, we are sinners.
不是因为我杀人、偷窃、犯淫乱，我叫罪人，而是我里面会已经有一个犯罪的生命在我里面。
Not because I stole, I killed, I committed adultery that I am a sinner, but inside of me there is a life of sin.
从来没有人教过小孩子撒谎。小孩子一岁多就会撒谎。
No one has ever taught a little child to lie. That when they're very, very young, they will lie.
从来没有人教他自私，孩子从小就会自私。
No one has ever taught a young child selfishness. They know selfishness.
弟兄姊妹，人人都有一死，就已经证明了，因为人人都犯了罪。
And the consequence of every man's end that we all die proves to the fact that we all have sinned.
所以耶稣死是为你我死。
And when Jesus died on the cross.He died for you and he died for me.
是为了我们的罪死。
He died for our sins.
然后他为我们下到阴间去。
And then he went down into Hades.
所以将近2000年前的昨天，耶稣完全在阴间。
It's about 2000 years ago, for an entire day Jesus was in hell.
他为什么为我们下到地狱去？
Why did he go down to hell?
他就是为了要拯救我们这些人。
To save and deliver us.
因为他从来没有犯过罪。
Because he has never sinned.
所以死亡的毒钩勾不住他。
And therefore, the sting, the power of death cannot hold him.
所以当耶稣为我们下到地狱去，
So when Jesus entered into hell,
整个阴符全世都要来留住他。
And the power of hell is coming against him to keep him in.
没有一个钩子勾得住他。
But not a single sting can hold him down.
没有一个权势留得住他。
There is no power that can keep him there.
整个阴符乱掉了。
But the hell has become undone.
所以三天之后他从死里面起来。
And on the third day, he rose from the dead.
圣经上告诉我们，他就借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼。
And the scripture tells us that through death, he has destroyed the power of death, and that is the devil.
不光他没有瑕疵的血，宝血洗净了我们的罪。
Not only his perfect, his blood that has no blemish cleansed us of our sins.
他这个圣洁没有犯过罪的生命进到了阴府里面去。
His holiness, that life that has no sin when it entered into death.
他是带着人性进去的。
When it entered into hell, he took humanity in.
所以当他从里面出来的时候。
And when he came out of it.
今天神在神儿子这位带着人性道成肉身的耶稣身上，就借着他的复活废掉了撒旦。
That God through his son.Who has the flesh, this body, that by his resurrection, he has undone the power of death.
整个阴府，整个死亡的权势，那天 collapsed.
And that particular day, the power of hell collapsed.
我每次唱到诗篇108首，他起来，他起来，我就兴奋得不得了。
And whenever I sing this particular hymn 108, it says, he arose, he arose. I'm just excited.
我忍不住要唱，上来上来，帮我放108，只要副歌就好。
I want to sing it. I'll sing it for you.
唱两遍，中文英文都可以。
I guess we'll all sing it together.
诗歌108，你们都翻到108。
Hymn 108.
只要副歌。
Just the refrain.
唱出那个雄壮来，来。一起来，神国降临，撒旦的招牌，那种黑夜起来，他是战胜者。这掌权，当把众生都变分，拿起来，拿起来，哈利路亚，再起来，那种的同情爱，结果就记在那里就开，那种飞跃起来，它是大神者，我这掌权，每把众生都变分。
Aren't you excited?
我真巴不得那天主从阴间出来的时候，我们都在旁边看了。我跟你说，你会叫爆了。
How I pray that we're able to transcend time and see Jesus rising from the dead.
他 太兴奋的一件事情了。
What a glorious, what an excited event.
整个人类活在死亡笼罩，活在永远审判的底下。
The entire human race was living under the shadow and the power of death.
那天他从死里面起来了。
But that day he rose from the dead.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.